Well, good morning once again. And if you can remember, almost 4 months ago, we interviewed Jonathan Maxey, the first president of what is now the University of South Carolina. And he is buried in our churchyard. But today, we are back at this house designed by Robert Mills that you saw last week and became the location where Columbia Seminary was for many, many years. And the Venerable Howe taught here for
50 years.
50 years, and we'll talk about that on some other occasion. But you are from Rhode Island.
I am. In fact, I was a Baptist. I was a Baptist. I was the minister of the First Baptist
You're
Church.
Buried in our churchyard?
A dispensation. And after being a minister for just a year, at age 24, I became president of Rhode Island College, now Brown. And I was there until I was there for 10 years. And frankly, it's an interesting story. When I was a boy, I remember independence being declared from Great Britain. And, of course, I was president of Rhode Island College when George Washington died in 1799. I remember the outpouring of grief. Mm. And then I came here, and in the when the university opened in 1805, then at South Carolina College.
What was your specialty?
Sacred theology. That's what I taught.
Fascinating. Now, there was a riot, student riot.
There was. Student problems are not new to the 21st century. In 1814, in February, now I had tried to quell the disorder before it got started by an earnest expression at prayers, but that didn't work. And there was a Professor Blackburn who taught calculus. He thought there were smart students at USC, at South Carolina College, but none of them were in his class, he said. And he thought they were a bunch of dunces. They didn't like him. So they got into the liquor. They got a fife and drum, marched to the North College building, tore the library apart.
What?
Tore the library apart.
What were they writing about?
And then they called out the militia. And they were prosecuted. I should say they were charged, but alas, charges were dropped. So
Dr. Maxey, as you know, I taught Greek and Hebrew here for 50 years. I was disappointed that you removed those two subjects from the curriculum when you became the president.
Well, you know, I was a Latin person, and my monument out on the horseshoe is surrounded by tablets, which are all in Latin. I apologize to you. I'm sure you managed to do it.
Well, it gave me something to do when I got here because no one knew Hebrew or Greek since you took it off the curtain.
Well, can I say one thing?
Yes.
It is coming. We're coming to the 4th of July. And I was asked by the city of Columbia and delivered a 4th of July oration at the college. On July the 4th, 1819.
And you're going to read a part of it?
I'm going to read a sentence or two.
Wonderful.
I was very up on the United States. I knew it was spreading westward. Lewis and Clark had been 15 years before. And my prediction was that the western portions of our country would no doubt be settled within the next 1,000 years. California filled up more quickly, I understand, but that's the way it was. At any rate, I remembered, as I said, the death of Washington. I remembered Washington. And so this is what I said on July the 4th, 1819. The peculiar favor of heaven was highly conspicuous in the great men who by their wisdom and valor protected and saved this oppressed and injured people. Deaf must be the ear which does not hear the divine voice. Blind must be the eye which does not see the divine hand in the call and appointment of Washington.
No one talks like that anymore. Sadly.
I don't even myself.
There you have it, Dr. Maxey, first president of the
South Carolina College,
now University of South Carolina, and the Venerable Howe. And next week we'll talk about the Venerable Howe's 50 years of teaching in this very building. Stay safe. We'll see you next week.